I only threw a little stone. It wasn't big enough to hurt Blackie. Besides, Kyle dared me to do it. It's all his fault.
Do you try to cover up wrong things you do by doing a good thing? It can never cover up sin. In fact, there are no good deed bandages. That's the name of my story. In Psalm 32, King David wrote this, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. When I kept silence, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." Our story, no good deed bandages. Mason was busily sweeping the garage when his father pulled into the driveway. "Hi, son," Dad greeted him. "What's new?"
TJ has chicken pox," announced Mason, putting the broom away.
"And you?" Dad prompted with a sigh. He knew that when Mason did work without being asked, it usually meant he had done something wrong.
"Me?" Mason asked. "I'm fine."
Dad waited. "I swept the whole garage." Dad still waited. "Oh, and I sort of hit Mr. White's dog with a little stone."
"Sort of," Dad frowned.
"You threw stones at Blackie? Did you hurt him?"
No, just scared him," said Mason as they went into the house.
"But Mr. White got mad. He said he'd come over tonight."
"Hi, Daddy,"
4-year-old TJ greeted his father mournfully.
"I'm sick. I got the chicken poxes, but I fixed them. I stick bandages on them, see?"
"How silly can you get?" grumbled Mason when he saw his brother.
"You can't cure chicken pox by covering up the spots. That might hide them a little bit, but it sure won't make them better."
"That's true," agreed Dad. "And another thing you shouldn't try to cover up is sin. You can't fix it by being good. The best you can hope for is that the sin will go unnoticed for a bit. So don't try to use good deeds as bandages to cover up your sins."
"What do you mean, Dad?" asked Mason.
"Well, I've noticed that when you do something wrong, you often try to cover it up by doing a good thing," said Dad. "When you disobeyed me last week, you raked the leaves. When you disobeyed your mother, you washed dishes. Today, you swept the garage as if that would make up for what you did this afternoon."
"Well, I only threw a little stone. It wasn't big enough to hurt Blackie. Besides, Kyle dared me, and he said,
hey, when you do something wrong, Mason, don't blame it on anyone else. Be big enough to admit it. Asking for forgiveness is the only cure for sin." He picked up TJ.
You go to your room and think about it, Mason," Dad added, "while I take care of this guy and his stick'em bandages."
"Well, how about you? Do you try to cover up wrong things you do by doing a good thing? It's great to do good things, but don't ever think that those good deeds can cover your sins. It doesn't work that way. You need to repent to be sorry for the wrong things you've done. God promises to forgive you when you're truly sorry for sin, sorry enough to confess what you've done wrong and to forsake it. That means to turn from it and not do the wrong thing again. Proverbs 28:13, "He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." And our key thought, confess and forsake sin. Hey, before we go, let me remind you again, don't forget to check out our great website, keysforkids.org. It's all one word. keysforkids.org. Games to play, Bible courses to take, and much more. That's keysforkids.org. Bye now. Thanks so much for listening.